And what is your record now at Citi Field? Like, do you know your composite record now being in the building?
You're saying my record this season?
Yeah.
I am...
It shouldn't be that difficult. It's not like you're there a lot. What's the record?
Well, I'm just going through...
You went with me, right?
Yep, 1-0.
And then
I was there last night, 2-0. Did I go to a third game? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
How do you not remember this?
Because I don't write things down, Evan. It slipped my brain.
You didn't go to opening day. There hasn't been a Subway Series yet. And you watched the Knicks for 2 months. You did not go to opening
day. So that would be... After much deliberation, I'm 2-0.
It's normal to not know how many games you've been to when you go to a lot of games. Yeah. Like, I don't even know my amount of games. I'd have to look at when I wrote it down. But you've only been to two games.
Hold on a second.
I do not know off the top
of
my
head. Does me being there last night count as being at the game, I left?
When did you leave?
First pitch-ish?
First pitch-ish?
He walked out with a hot dog dripping down his fingers at first pitch. That was it.
My ruling is, I think you need to be there for at least 3 or 4 innings for it to count
game. Yeah, so I'm just 1-0.
Yeah, you're 1-0. But Tommy is 2-0. But he had trouble counting how many games he's been at.
Well, we all know. When somebody asks you about your number, you want to round up. You want to lie about it. Some people round down.
By the way, you never know who's going to get offended by it. So you just kind of...
Exactly.
You waffle and you kind of lie and don't ever actually give an answer.
I'm positive, Tommy. They probably want me at more games. So I'm like, if I say 2, that makes me look bad. So I was trying to reach for a third. I can't find one in the bag.
If you had to guess right now, today is June 27th. You made some great friends at the Cadillac Club.
I sure did.
If you had to predict how many games regular season, leave the playoffs out.
Okay.
How many regular season games in totality will you end up going to at Citi Field? Your answer would be...
These include games I'm not paying for on the arm. Five-finger discount.
Well,
right?
You haven't paid for any, so why
That's
would
correct.
Not?
I can't remember the last time I paid for a game. I will attend 5 more games before Labor Day.
No way. Mm. I'm taking the under, Teak. What about you?
No, I think he's going to get to 5.
You think he's going to ask the Cadillac Club and the friends he's made for favors?
Well, I think you're going to take him. Just randomly.
I don't know if I am, if I'm betting the under.
Well, again, I don't want to. You can't allow the bet to influence your, I don't know, desire to have Tommy come to a game.
That's true. You're right.
So you're going to take him to 1, maybe 2. I know his friends from Livingston are going to take him to another one.
Yes, Rick, Melissa.
Jamie, who's amazing, already invited him. So that's a 4th.
Peggy.
Peggy, right? Yes. And Dawn. Like, mm-hmm. I'm telling you. He's going to get the lot.
All right. I'm saving this audio Friday.
Like, people like Tommy.
No, I know they do. I just think, that it's an awkward spot. Like, he's not going to ask them. Like,
They are going to just randomly invite him.
I think there will
be. I promise you that's going
to
happen.
I think there will be.
Hey, Tommy, you want to come to a game? You got their numbers, right? They got yours?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, we got an extra ticket.
I think there will be 1 random invite from each, and that'll be it. That's my prediction. What about you, Sean, real quick?
I think he gets to 1 more game in the Cadillac Club and 1 game with Evan. 4.
So you want 4. So you're taking the under as well.
I am.
All right, we'll see. Let's go to Kevin in Oakland, New Jersey. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Evan.
Yeah.
Before you cut me off, I have a second counter to my question. I got a perfect guy, competent innings, hopefully, lightning in a bottle, Trevor Bauer.
No.
It doesn't cost you anything.
No.
And I'm not a huge... Listen, I find everything that he did reprehensible. I'm not going to speak for you guys, but I'm sure you guys do as well. But he's not going to cost you anything. And here's the other thing I want to know, and you would know this of all people. Jose Reyes seems like he's welcome back to Citi Field.
Yes.
Is he playing in the
Shea?
What he did is worse than Trevor Bauer.
I think the problem is, Kevin, I don't think we actually know what Trevor Bauer did. Like, the fact that every team is staying away from him should open up the eyes of there's probably more that we don't know. Unless you just believe that Major League Baseball has decided to blackball the guy. Because you are right. You bring up other people that get second chances. I heard earlier today on the Midday Show, Sal wants Aroldis Chapman. And Aroldis Chapman has his history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to make it clear.
But he's still in the league.
But that's his point.
Right.
Which is guys get second chances. I think the fact that Bauer hasn't gotten one shows you a few things. I think it shows that there's probably more we don't realize, and also probably shows that teams don't want to deal with him. Like, maybe it's his personality.
Right.
Maybe he's in the locker room.
He doesn't feel very humble.
Yeah. I think that's a part of it.
Of course.
So, I hate to be a follower in this regard, because it's easy to say, come on, he's available. You got nothing to lose. But the fact that no one wants him is such a warning sign to me to say, I'm not going to deal with it.
Right.
It's just not, worth exploring that. And by the way, let me say this about Aroldis Chapman, and I'm not talking about his past, because his past is what it is. You know why I really don't want Aroldis Chapman, the baseball player? And I want all Met fans to really have an open mind about this. Same thing with you, Sean, as a Yankee fan. Maybe you'll be my reference point. Does anybody in their right mind think this would work? Does anyone think Aroldis Chapman in New York City as the non-closer who's had how many breakdowns as a member of the New York Yankees, does anybody in their right mind thinks that ends well? Because I don't, and I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it.
I actually could see it being fine.
How?
Because it's not in a pressure situation. He's not in a high leverage situation.
Of course it's a pressure situation.
But not the ultimate one. Edwin Diaz, you know, is your closer. Aroldis Chapman, if he accepts that, I feel like put him on task and just take care of what you're here to take care of, which is to set up Edwin Diaz. Throw gas if you need to. We'll push you into another, the next inning. But I actually could see that if you humble him down a little bit and not have him feel like he's the man, maybe it could work.
But the problem is he's always wanted to be the man. He only wants to close.
Okay, so then don't bring him here.
That's my point.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, we agree.
He can't be the man. He can't be the second man. If you got him here as like seventh inning guy, your third guy down that behind Diaz and somebody else, I think then it could work.
But he doesn't want to do it.
Then it's not. Then it's never going to work. If he's only going to be a closer, then no. It's a non-discussion.
Well, there you go. Thank you. So we all agree. It just took you guys a few minutes to like say your piece, and then you're like, oh, okay, you're right.
But Evan, you didn't set it up with that caveat, because of course with Edwin Diaz being here, he would never be the man. So to Tiki's point, taking away the actual save situation from Aroldis Chapman, that is when you have a chance to go, you know what, we're not asking you to get the last three outs of the game. Go figure it out.
But that's what he wants to do.
It doesn't matter what he wants to do.
Of course it does. He's a head case. You bring this guy in and give him a job he doesn't want, watch when he walks the first guy on four pitches. Watch when he walks the second guy on four pitches. He's a head case.
So intentionally.
No, not intentionally.
So to tank his career.
No, I didn't say that. Okay. I just think that it would get to him mentally. Mm. I've seen Aroldis Chapman break down in front of my eyes. Not just as a Yankee, but throughout his career. And I just think this is a horrific. Okay, I'll phrase it this way. If you're telling me I can get him for nothing, okay, it's a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you a lot. And I'm not spending a lot on something that is essentially a lottery ticket because I don't know how he's going to react to that kind of role.
I agree with that.
Thank you. So you guys agree?
Not spending money for him. But if he's being given away, why not take a shot?
But he's not being given away.
I know. I'm just saying.
And that's why I don't want him. Like, that does not intrigue me. I would rather take out lottery tickets on relievers.
By the way, there's none of these guys that are going to be... you're going to be held over the fire monetarily wise for that. David Stearns is going to say, yep, that's right for us. We already know that. So it's not even worth considering.
What do you mean? Say that again?
David Stearns is not going to accept any player who's you got to give the world for. This is not his MO.
I think the right player he would.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we've seen it yet. Like, we saw it in Milwaukee years ago. We don't pay attention to it, but he traded for Christian Yelich and then signed him. So I know there isn't a long history of this and he hasn't done it yet here with the Mets. I agree with you. But I don't just accept the notion that he's not going to make an aggressive...
Christian Yelich was coming up. Well, he was almost an MVP that year, right? Because he won the MVP in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right? So,
but he acquired him as he was emerging as a star, and he gave up a lot, or at least what we thought was a lot at the time.
Right.
So I'm saying, yes, I think he would do that for the right player. Who is that right player? We could debate it. But I do think in the right deal, and we're going to see it in the next 2 years. I'm not sure if it's going to be this trade deadline, Teak, or it's the offseason, but I think we will eventually see David Stern make that aggressive, hey, I'm going to trade a lot of capital for this guy kind of deal. Maybe it's Tarik Skubal if the Tigers make him available. I don't know. But I can't agree with the notion he wouldn't do it. I'm just saying I don't want to roll this Chapman. You don't want to roll this Chapman, right, Tommy?
Absolutely not. I don't like the vibes of it. I don't want... Yeah, exactly. That laughter you hear is Sean Marash, and that laughter you hear is Keith McPherson, and that laughter you hear is Chris McMonagle. So I don't like the vibes of it. I don't like the aura. I don't want him anything to do with it.
I don't want to touch him. I agree with you, man.
And the ego and everything. We have Sugar. We have Diaz. We could add a lunch pail type guy to the bullpen. I'm cool with that.
I have a plan for Chapman. Make him a starter.
You know he came over as a starter.
You mean like an opener? You mean like throw like two innings?
I mean, you guys have a history of turning Yankee closers into starters. I think that would work.
Well, we have a great history of that because Clay Holmes is dealing. But
do you remember, and I don't think he's ever done it at the major league level. Like, I don't think he's ever started a game at the major leagues. But when he came over from Cuba and he was like this highly regarded prospect, he was a starter.
Did he start with the Reds at all?
I don't think he ever did.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he ever did it at the major league level, and I am certainly not suggesting that at 37 years old they should try that. But then again, with this pitching lab, you never know. A year from now, we're talking about, fourth starter, Aroldis Chapman.